Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Phillips, are you there? How's it going?
Yes, how you doing?
It's a great day. I'm doing fantastic. We're having a little technical difficulties. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to the show once again.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you more. We know that it's been a very busy week for you. We've been trying to get you on here for the past couple of weeks, week and a half, and it's been extremely busy. You've been busy moving forward with the Crowley Ridge Lady Pioneers, getting revved up for the basketball season. So we certainly appreciate you taking the opportunity to come and be with us on the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk show this afternoon. So tell us a little bit about how things have been going since the last time we talked.
Been going pretty well. You know, we haven't had any COVID symptoms, so you know, we've been able to practice. We've played in three scrimmages. We actually won all three. So our preseason, we went 3-0, and we actually tip off next Tuesday at home for our first game against Ecclesia College from in Springdale, Arkansas, NCCAA program. So we're excited about
that. Well, we're excited for you. And for the listeners who may have missed that introduction in the top of the hour, tell us a little bit about the school that you represent and a little bit about those girls that you are coaching right now.
Yeah, Crowley Ridge College, you know, it's nestled in northeast Arkansas. It's a small Christian college affiliated with Church of Christ, but, you know, you don't have to be Church of Christ to attend. We're part of the NEI. We are independent, so we play in the Association of Independent Schools. And also they take, you know, the two teams out of that for automatic berth to the NEI National Tournament. So, you know, we're kind of excited about that. This year, I brung in five freshmen transfer, and then we returned six returners. We have two seniors. But the good news is probably going to get one of my best agreement today with NEI that the seniors will get another year of eligibility. So that's pretty exciting. That we'll return one of our best players, probably our best scorer definitely for next year as well. So we're excited.
And for our listening audience who may or may not be familiar with the NAIA, can you, you know, of course we are familiar with it, but can you just enlighten them a little bit about who the NAIA is and what they do to and how they play a role at Crowley Ridge College?
Yeah, absolutely. Crowley's, you know, they've made the steps up. You know, it was a junior college when I played here. We were NJCAA Division III. Then they transformed to a four-year about 10 years ago. They were NCCAA, and in about 4 years they went NEI. You know, NEI is a really good league, very competitive. There's several teams in, you know, our region that go to the national tournament all the time, and that's kind of what, you know, where we're trying to get 3 years. We can, you know, battle these teams and everything. But I think we've really, you know, we've had really good practices, and kids have kind of starting to buy into the, you know, the system and everything. So we're excited about that.
Well, that is awesome. And, you know, now you said something very important about, you know, something that really impacts the 2017 recruiting process, and that is that both the NAIA and the NCAA have extended a year of eligibility. So with that being said, you know, where does that put the 2017 recruiting class for, you know, the incoming classes? I'm sorry, the 2021 class. Where does that put the 2021 class? I don't know, 2017. I don't know where I got that from. My God. But the 2021 class, wow. 2021 class, how does that impact recruiting for the 2021 class?
Well, we're definitely going to be recruiting still heavily. We've signed a really good 5'11", Lindsey Browning from Viola High School. I project she'll be an All-State player. She's went to the finals last year. She's had several double-doubles already. Her team's undefeated this year. Really good team, really well coached. We only lose two, or we was going to project to lose two. We'll lose one because she don't have enough hours after this year. But we should return most of them. We may lose a couple. But we are starting our JV program, so we are bringing it. We're going to bring in at least another 10 to 15 players for next year because we want to start our developmental program and get some more, you know, players in the program that'll really help us out in the future.
Well, we've got a huge high school, South Paulding High School is listening to us right now. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the broadcast, we've got about 6,000 listeners currently, and we have a full board. So we're going to be joined by some varsity players later on in the hour, but the basketball coach for JV and the girls is tuned in. So you've got – it's a huge school in Douglasville, Georgia. So if – you're currently recruiting for 2021 and 22 class, what would you be looking for? What positions would you be looking to fill?
You know, we're definitely looking for any spot. You know, I do have a really good freshman point guard. We could definitely use another point guard. We really don't have another true point guard in our system. We've got a couple of guards that are that can play some backup right now, but we definitely need another can really handle it. Need another scorer. Obviously, our returner will play another year, Octavia Lowry. You know, we're definitely need another wing that can really shoot it. And we're always looking for size. We'll lose 1 6-foot girl, Kiva Brandon, and we've got to kind of replace her. And, you know, we're definitely looking for some size as well. So we're kind of wide open recruiting for next year.
Well, that's some wonderful information. I've got, like I said, we've got over 6,000 listeners here on the line with us. So now a lot of parents want to know about that cost, the cost to attend Crowley's Ridge College. I know it's in Arkansas. Tell us a little bit about the area, a little bit about the town. What is in the nearest, you know, major city, airport, and things of that nature to Crowley's Ridge College where you are?
Yeah, we're nestled right outside of Paragould, Arkansas, which is in the northeast part, about 25,000. It's a nice little town, has a lot of stuff. And we're also just about 25, 30 minutes to Jonesboro, Arkansas, which that is about 60-plus thousand. It has Arkansas State University. And then we're about an hour and a half to Memphis. No, we're nestled in a pretty good area for recruiting. You know, there's a lot of stuff for them to do, not only on campus but off campus. So we're excited about, you know, the area and also the school growing as well.
That sounds fantastic, and I know that a lot of parents will be very, very happy to hear that, because they want to make sure that, you know, their student-athlete, when they're being away from home, that they are focused. But to be focused on, you know, getting their education, because, of course, the purpose of going to college is to get an education, and, you know, they definitely want to make sure that there's not a whole lot of distractions for them, you know, in the learning process with them being away and things of that nature. So tell us a little bit about some of the majors that they have there for students to pursue.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got business degrees, marketing, accounting. We also have education, which is very popular. We have elementary, physical education. We also have sports management. We also have the Bible degree if you want to go into Bible or theology. And if you just want to come here 2 years, we do have an associate's degree 2 years as well. And we're working on, I was told, psychology. So we're possibly that's the next major we're looking at as well. And we are fully accredited with the higher ed. So any class that above a C will transfer anywhere in the United States.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. That is great news. And for those who are just joining us, we are the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and we've got on the phone with us Coach Brad Phillips, who's called into the radio show from Crowley Ridge College. He is the head women's basketball coach there, the Crowley Ridge Lady Pioneers. So tell us a little bit about the cost to attend. Now, a lot of parents are asking me, well, what is the cost to attend? What are the expectations? What is the mission of the college? You know, what type of supervision will my child be under? Is there a study hall and things of that nature? So could you just share with the audience a little bit about the cost and you know, on-campus housing, if you do have some available, and go from there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're about 21.5, and that's everything: tuition, room, board, fees, everything. That's everything included with housing. We do have two places on campus. We have one complex, and we also have a honors housing, kind of like apartment complex. Now that's when you get to be a junior. You can be eligible for that, but that's kind of if you have good grades and you got to apply for all that. Also, it is a Christian school. You know, they do have to attend 4 days a week. It's from 11 to 11:20. You know, it's pretty basic. And you know, I like to tell that up front. And then, you know, they also have to take some religious classes each semester, 1 hour each semester. It's just, you know, it's our requirements. So, it's a really good school. You know, they're really going to take care of you. And also we have Tuesday and Thursday nights. They do have an opportunity to have tutoring from 6 to 8 o'clock. So there is tutoring available as well.
Oh, wow, that sounds great. And, well, you know what sounds great? That price. How do you manage to keep the cost down? That's amazing. $21.5 for everything? So that includes the room and board and the meal plan? The meal plan as well?
Yes, that is everything.
That is awesome. And you have a new gymnasium facility, I'm seeing on Twitter.
Well, it's an older gym, but it's getting renovated. You know, we start on the outside, and then we're going inside. We're going to put a new roof, new LED light, and redo all the insulation inside. So they put a floor in about 4 years ago, and really looks good. So, you know, when we get all this done, hopefully, you know, COVID wouldn't have hit, we would have got it done probably, you know, this summer, first of the fall, but it's kind of pushed it back. So, you know, we're hoping another month or two, hopefully everything will be finished and look really, really good.
Yes, COVID is wrecking havoc across the nation with high school sports, with college sports. It is wrecking havoc. And, you know, so based on, you know, the shortening of the season, how many games will you guys be playing based on, you know, the COVID schedule, shortening of the season and things like that?
We were full. We were at 30 games, and we've lost some. We've had to move some. It's been a crazy scheduling. You're just going to have to take day by day and game by game, because you really never know. You know, if they get it, then, you know, we may have to cancel games here and there. But right now we're at 26, and we have added a we're in the process of adding, it's not official, but we're probably going to play a Division I school, Lipscomb University, who is also Church of Christ Division I school in Nashville. So that's
absolutely
pretty exciting.
I've heard of
you know,
fantastic. Oh, yeah. That'd be some great practice.
So,
oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
So that's a kind of a guarantee game. So, you know, they give us a little bit of money, and we get to go play them. And, you know, nothing to lose there. Just, you know, compete and have a chance to, you know, play against Division I school. So I think it's exciting for our players.
Absolutely. And I know they'll be excited and, you know, get a chance to, you know, get, you know, some experience to, you know, to play up. It's always a good experience to be able to play up. Now, for the admissions criteria, is there a clearinghouse requirement? Do they have to clear the NAIA? A clearinghouse for admissions. What is the GPA requirement? So has the NAIA, have they also waived the SAT and ACT test scores that you're aware of?
They did this year. I'm not sure what they'll do next year. But yeah, I mean, if you pretty much have a 2.0, we really look for, you know, players that probably have a 20, because that gives them some academic money as well. You know, we're not a full athletic scholarship program, so we have to combine, you know, academic, athletic, and then financial aid to make it work. So that's kind of important. Even though we did waive it, it's kind of important to keep taking the test if you can, if you're interested, because that gives you, you know, academic, you know, scholarship money as well. And it kind of helps out financially. But that's the biggest thing right now.
And is there a deadline for admissions, for getting that information in?
No, not at all. They just had to fill out an application, crc.edu. There is a $20 application fee, which is, you know, no problem. But that's the only thing. And then they'll ask, you know, our admissions will take over that. They'll you know, require your high school transcripts and your SAT and ACT scores. And it's a pretty simple process.
That is fantastic. And not only is it a simple process, it's very affordable. $21,000 is extremely, extremely affordable. And, you know, it's just amazing. You're getting a four-year degree from an NAIA accredited school, and that is awesome, and you know, I'm here to tell you that is, you know, that is fantastic. So of course, I've got some parents who want to know about what is the college doing to keep their child safe during COVID? So I, you know, pose that question to you. So just tell us a little bit about,
absolutely.
I know, you know, we talked about it last time, but you could share a little bit with us this time again as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a small campus, so we've not been hit real heavily at all. We've probably had a couple of cases, you know, with our students, and they've quarantined. But, you know, we've been very blessed. They get tested, or not tested, but they get their temperature checked in their class, and then they, when they go to chapel, and then when they go to lunch. So they're temperature checked three times a day. So I think that's really helped us. You know, they go through the procedures. They have to wear masks in class, in chapel. So obviously the 6 feet distance. But I think we've done a really good job of keeping everybody safe. And, you know, our missions, our administrations did a great job.
Well, that is awesome. I know that is that's one of the questions that, you know, that I, you know, get hit with a lot. You know, parents want to know how, you know, when you're having showcases, how are you keeping my child safe? Are you social distancing? Are you scrubbing? Are you sanitizing? And, you know, the answer is yes to all of those things, right?
Yes, we are. They're definitely doing a great job of taking care of our students. And we've had all on campus classes. So, I mean, we have not canceled any classes or anything. So we've had a really good semester.
And everything is, like, I'm assuring parents right now, everything that they need is right there on the campus. They don't have to go anywhere. Is right there on the campus. And the good thing about it is, you know, for social distancing purposes, you know, it's a smaller campus. It's a smaller mm-hmm. college. And, you know, it's for the most part, you know, it's not that crowded. You know, wearing, you know, face masks, wearing facial coverings, and, you know, washing hands and sanitizing, you know, makes it, you know, a very lucrative situation when you don't have 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, you know, students heavily populated in one area.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're very blessed. Obviously, we want to grow, but, you know, I think we're in a great situation. You know, hopefully we can finish out our season this year, and then hopefully everything will be, you know, 100% ready to go in 2021. But, you know, we're going to just do the best we can this year.
That is so fantastic. Well, and finally, tell the audience how they can get in touch with you going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. They can contact my cell anytime. Now, sometimes it's full, so they can text if they need to. My cell is 870-378-7203. My email address is bphillips, PHILLIPS, at crc.edu. So they're welcome. If anybody might be interested in learning more about Coleridge Ridge College, please give me a text or give me an email.
Absolutely. And they can always reach out to the show. You can always reach out to our Twitter. I am Kathy Reeves, Twitter. We will be more than happy to provide you with information. This is an awesome school and very affordable. They have an awesome girls basketball team there with great majors, a great learning experience, and a religious setting. And we are just very anxious to have had the opportunity to really partner with Coach Brad Phillips over the years. It's just been fantastic. Well, you know, you got to come back. You got to come back. You know, when that season gets school going, we appreciate you always,
absolutely.
Always, always.
Well, I appreciate
thank you
it.
So much. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Coach Brad Phillips has joined us at 6:00. Brad Phillips from Crowley's Ridge College in Arkansas. Thank you so much, Brad, for being on the show with us. And coming up next at 6:30 in a couple of minutes, as in 3 minutes, we are going to be joined, South Paulding High School varsity football in the house, in full force. We're going to start with class of 21, 6 foot, 200-pound running back Zach Calcagno. He is at South Paulding High School. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not had a chance to catch this young man in action, his huddle is awesome. He's going to be talking about his recruitment is open. To the college coaches who are on the line, his recruitment is open. We're going to take a little break. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. When we come back to the show, we'll be joined by Zach Calcagno at South Paulding High School. Welcome back to the PD Sports Recruited Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow, the board is lit up. The number to dial to call into the show, 516-418-5622. Again, that number is 516-418-5622. Now, we've got members of Powerhouse, South Paulding High School in Douglasville, Georgia, that's going to be joining the call right now. We are going to be joined by Zach Calcagno. Zach is on the line right now. I want to thank him so much for calling into the studio. He's a running back. College coaches, his recruitment is open. He is on the radar. He is coached by Coach Nash. Coach Nash is the head football coach at South Paulding High School, varsity football in Douglasville, Georgia. So with no further ado, we are going to join Zach to the show. Hey there. Hello.
What's going on?
What's happening? What's going on? What's going on? Make some noise. Hey, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We're excited to have you on the show, man. I'm telling you, we're looking for running backs. 2021 recruits. These coaches are still hitting me up. I stumbled across South Paulding High School, courtesy of Coach LaSalle, who reached out to the show and said, "Miss Reeves, do you mind if some of my players come on?" I was like, "What? I would love to have some of your players on." I do.
Yes,
my little investigation, I'm clicking on all this talent at South Paulding football Twitter. I said, oh, my goodness. I'm like, okay. I'm looking. I'm going, okay. So y'all got some talent out there, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all loaded. 21, 22, 23 is loaded, man. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us, well, now, how long have you been playing? So how long have you been playing football? Tell us about that.
Well, I started playing in second grade, so about 10 years now. And this is my last season in high school. So, yeah.
And you are playing the running back position now. I know what the running back position is, man. You know what the running back position is, but there may be some people who are listening who may not know what a running back does for a football team. So just tell us a little bit about you do for South Paulding High School in the position of a running back.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I feel like I'm a very versatile player, but I can play wherever Coach Nash needs me. But me as a running back, I feel like my strength is, like, my power. Like, I use my power as my advantage to get downhill and get the extra, like, tough yards. And I can catch out of the backfield well, and I can also pass protect well and lead block for my other teammates to help them out. So.
Now, when you are running towards the end zone, I have to ask this question: Do you drag players with you?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's kind of my running style.
Yes, they drag. You just keep going, and they be trying to get you to the ground. You just drag them on in, right? You drag them on in, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a powerful runner. I run downhill.
That is fantastic. That is awesome. So what type of training does a player, if they wanted to play the running back position, what did you do over the years when you were at South Paulding High School? What type of training did you do when you were there to stay in shape as a running back?
Well, this off season, I had a trainer. His name was Coach Crawford. And we worked on a lot of agility and drills to, like, work on explosion. And we did a lot of weight training, too. So, yeah, we did that all off season before the season, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Now, you know, you got to play that balancing game for being a student and an athlete. You got to do the student-athlete thing. So how do you balance your time? Yeah, you know, that's an important thing. That's one of the questions that the college coaches want to know. Okay, Ms. Reeves, you need to talk about grades. We want to hear how the student is able to go to study hall, go to class, get their studies, get their lesson, practice film, because, you know, when, you know, college is it's a different ball game. You know, high school hits hard. Division II hits hard. Division I hits hard, right? So you're busier and busier. So how do you balance your time between getting good grades and playing football for South Paulding?
Well, it's pretty hard, to be honest. It's hard for me at times, too, but we practice almost like 3 hours a day. And then I have to study when I get home. So it's not really easy for everybody, but if you love the game, then you'll do whatever it takes to be great, you know. So.
Well, what are some of the things that you do to motivate your teammates?
Well, I'm not really the type to talk a lot, like, before games, but I know my teammates are always ready to play, and I'll go around, like, before the game, and I'll give them a little pep talk and just tell them all the good things that they do to hype them up and just get them ready to play, really.
So this is a question that I always have to ask student-athletes. So when you guys be running out the tunnel, what be going through y'all mind? What goes through y'all be running, like, full speed ahead, like, like 90 miles an hour out of that tunnel, man. What goes through your mind when you go through the tunnel? What do you think about?
It's really a great feeling because not everybody gets to do it, you know. Like, not everybody gets to run out of that tunnel and play on Friday night with their brothers. So it's a great feeling. Like, you worked all summer, all your life, really, to get where you are now. And then you just run out and get ready to play. And you know you're going to have fun and hopefully get a win with your teammates and your coaches.
I remember when my oldest son, he was a graduate of 2011. He played, he was a slot receiver. And All-State All-Conference. Every time I looked up, he was in the paper on Saturday or what have you. I would be in the grocery store and I would be standing in line. I'm like, is that my child in the newspaper again? They took this picture when they had homecoming. They took a picture of them running out of the tunnel in the smoke. And there was a player that was like running in a different, the opposite direction. We were confused.
I don't know what he was thinking.
We were confused. That photo was, you know, the homecoming picture that they had. And we were looking like, okay, what is going on? This man, he's just young. He was running back. Why didn't they crop this out? We were like, they said somebody is not paying attention. Somebody is not paying attention. We going that way. Then he went that way.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Did he really not pay attention? He was not. My son said, Mama, oh, my God, what in the world? But,
wow.
You know, it was too late because it was a homecoming poster. They had already, you know, had it in circulation, and then they realized it's like, is somebody going in a different direction? What is going on? Oh, my God. So crazy. Somebody has got to pay attention, man. I'm like, what in the world? I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Said, Mama, don't laugh. I said, I'm laughing, like, right now. Not now. Right now I'm laughing because that's crazy. That's crazy. So what is it that you want to major in when you go off to college? Have you thought about what you want to do when you what majors you want to major in when you go off to college?
Well, I was thinking about fire science because I wanted to become a firefighter after college. And I also wanted to do sports medicine, like become a trainer, you know, for like for the football team. Yeah, I thought.
Oh, awesome.
I think that's something I would like to do, but I'm not 100% sure yet. I'm still trying to make up my mind.
Well, you still have time because, you know, you don't declare a major in college until your sophomore year anyway. So, you know, you still got time. And so, you know, the first year, I always tell student athletes, the first year of college is a repeat of high school. It is a repeat.
Yeah.
That freshman year is a repeat of high school, gives you an opportunity to get used to, you know, the college life, to get acclimated and, you know, and things of that nature. So, you know, you definitely have time. You know, what is it that you, you're looking for in a particular college? Are you looking to stay in Georgia? You know, what is it, what type of opportunities are you looking for? Are you looking to stay close to Georgia? Are you open to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee? Tell us a little bit about what goes on in the recruitment process for Zach. What are some of the things that you consider when you're looking at a college?
Yes, ma'am. Honestly, I'd like to stay close. Maybe like Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, maybe. But really, wherever I get an opportunity to play, that's all I need. Really, is just opportunity, and I'll go play wherever I'm wanted.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, we've got a caller on the line. We're gonna have him to join the call right now. Caller, your microphone is on. Welcome to the show. Caller, your microphone is on. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
What's up, Zach? Keep grinding, man. Keep grinding. You're going to get everything you deserve. This Terrence. This your teammate, man.
What's up, Terrence? What's up, boy? I appreciate that, bro.
Hey, no problem. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing good, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks, bro.
Well, we got to definitely give a shout-out to Terrence. Thank you so much for calling and encouraging your teammates while you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
To give the college football coaches a little bit about what you do at South Paulding High School.
Yes, sir.
I'm South Paulding's running back. I'm one of their running backs. I can play multiple positions. I am a multi-sport athlete. I have a high grade point average for South Paulding. I can bring anything to the team. I could bring energy. I'm a great leader, and always watch out for my teammates and make sure they're doing right.
Yes, sir.
Well, that is so fantastic. Well, I tell you, it's a very nice thing for you to call in to the radio and support your friend, you know, Zach. That is fantastic. You know, I am just really, really blessed and honored to be able to work with such, you know, such talented and such respectable young men at South Paulding High School. Shout out to Coach Nash doing an excellent job with you know, with all of those players that I've had an opportunity to talk to and to interview and to recruit. So I'm very, very excited about it. So Kenneth, you just hang in there. We're going to turn your microphone off real quick, but we definitely want you to stay on the line, okay? We're going to get back. We're going to jump back to you in just a second, okay? Stay on the line. Don't hang up, all right?
Get better, my boy.
This is the PD Sports Recruiter Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves, and okay, the line is lit up. The board is lit up. If you want to talk to Zach, the number to call is 516-418-5622. Again, that number is 516-418-5622. So tell us a little bit about what type of encouragement you would give. I know we have a lot of student athletes. I tell you, it's very tough for middle school players. We have a lot of middle school players that listen to the show, and they really look up to varsity players. Everybody wants to play varsity. Everybody wants to. All the kids want to play varsity. But
yeah,
unfortunately, you know, in middle – yeah, they want to play. What'd you say? Go ahead.
It's a big-time goal for everybody. I remember my eighth grade year, freshman year, I was always working to get on varsity, and it happened finally. So it's definitely one of my goals, and I'm glad I got to accomplish it.
So what advice would you give to someone who's in middle school who is on the bench a lot? They're on the bench a lot, and they you know, they're not getting a lot of play time, feel like giving up. What would you tell them?
Well, I used to not, like, and I still don't get as much play time, but all I can say is don't really let anyone tell you you can't do something. Like, keep working to get better, and always have something to motivate you and keep pushing no matter what life throws at you. So just never give up in anything you do, and don't listen to the outside noise.
Yeah, that outside noise, man. Wow, that outside noise is you know, you got to stay focused. And we're not literally talking about outside noise as in music. We're talking about people putting things in your ear.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. People putting things in your ear that, you know, that will get you completely off focus. I mean, 100% completely off focus. Folks will have you completely off focus. You won't know what's. You'll be like, "What is going on?" So, why should a college coach give you a scholarship? In our final questions, we're almost we're winding down here. So, why should they bring you to the team? Give us a reason why they should. And you're doing a great job, by the way. I'm very proud of you. You're doing awesome.
Thank you. Well, I think I'm very versatile. I'll play whatever position I'm needed, like, to help out the team. And I would say I'm unselfish, and I'm always thinking of my teammates and other people. And I feel like I am a great teammate. I'm always lifting up other people when they're down, and I'm always encouraging people to do better.
That is fantastic. They're always looking. And then that first question, you said that you were willing to play any position that
yes,
a college coach asked you to play. And that is the one, you know, the one that they were really interested in hearing. And they really, you know, appreciate hearing that and definitely looking for team players. And you know, listening to you here on the radio, you are definitely a team player, and we're, you know, so happy to be able to, you know, have you on the show. And, you know, so in playing for South Paulding High School, I know the season has been cut, you know, a little short because of COVID, but what is one of the, you know, the most challenging games? Like, you know, there's always this game that, you know, you're like, oh man, this opponent. Oh my goodness, this is a tough one. This, you know, so who is that opponent for you guys?
Well, I feel like it was Carrollton High School. We really thought that
we weren't going to have a chance at first, but we got it in our heads that we weren't going to give up, and we were going to go in and we were going to fight. And we didn't think it was going to be as bad. Like, we didn't lose as bad as we thought we were going to. But we really shouldn't have lost that game in the first place. But we went in and we gave our best, and we just made some mental errors, really. That's really what held us up from winning. We got in our own heads, and we kept making too many mistakes.
Well, who is the opponent for Friday? Tell us who you're going to be playing. Do you have a game on Friday?
Yes, ma'am. We have a game on Friday. We play the Paulding County Patriots.
All right. Is that game home or away? The home game?
It is an away game. It's at Paulding County High School.
Oh okay. I was going to say, what are the rules for getting tickets? I know amidst the season of COVID pandemic.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to order your tickets ahead of time.
Yep.
I have to see if that's going to be broadcast on Max Preps or not, but normally those games are broadcast on Max Preps, and I'd like to, tune in and try to catch some action. I think that you have to get tickets in advance now due to the COVID mm-hmm. restrictions. I know that I went to see a couple of games, and I got there, not for South Paulding High School, but for a high school, I was recruiting a couple of players, and I wasn't able to get in because I wasn't aware that you can't buy the tickets at the gate. So got to see what's going on with that. But before we go, you did a great job, man. You did awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you did an awesome job. You want to shout out someone on the air before we go?
I want to thank Terrence for coming in and talking to me and giving me some motivation. I hope you get better, man, and hopefully you come back and get to play basketball this year. I love you.
Terrence, your microphone
is on.
Thank you, Jack.
Love you, bro.
Well, I got to give a shout-out to Miss Michelle. I got to give a shout-out to Mom and Dad. Want to definitely shout-out the South Paulding High School varsity football team. Want to shout-out all the coaches over there, Coach Nash, Coach LaSalle, Coach Oglesby. Want to shout-out all your players doing an awesome job over there. I look forward to recruiting as many of the 2021 recruits as I possibly can. I've got, college coaches that are looking for players, all positions, Now, some of them, I'm just going to say they're not all in Georgia, but they're close in neighboring states. Some are in Tennessee, some are in Florida, some in North Carolina, South Carolina. So, we're excited about the opportunity to be able to work with you guys. So coming up at 7 o'clock is your teammate, Miles Berry. So you want to definitely stay on the line. I see you and Terrence are still here. So we're going to be taking a short break. And at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by your teammate, Miles Berries. He's 5'10", 165, and he's going to be joining us on the show pretty shortly. Okay? So just stay tuned. We're going to take a little short break. Thank you guys for being on the show. back. Welcome to the PV Sports Recruiters Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reeves. It is a great day. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday hump day, and we have a packed house in this studio. We have over 7,000 listeners nationwide. The board is lit up. South Paulding High School varsity football team has got the boys lit up. And I'm excited to be in the presence of these talented young men. I am very, 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 very honored. So we're going to continue with our talented recruits. We now have Miles Barris. Miles Barris is a 2021 recruit. His recruitment is open. He is currently seeking interest from several schools in the Charlotte, North Carolina, I can definitely say. Another school in the Bluefield, West Virginia area. And we're waiting for some feedback on Lincoln University as well. So we're going to have him to join the show here shortly. And I want to talk a little bit about his talents. Now, we have all the huddle film currently available for any of the coaches. The recruitment is open. Both Zach and Miles, they have their huddle on their Twitter page. If you go to our Twitter page at I Am Kathy Reeves, you will see these Twitters of the talented South Paulding High School varsity football players. And you'll be able to click on that link, and you will be able to see, you know, all of the talent that is displayed at the school. So we're excited about having Miles on the radio. We've got his microphone on right now. I want to thank him so much for calling in. I want to thank all the callers who are listening to the show, who have called in. The board is lit up. Thank you so much for your support. We've got over 7,000 listeners right now. So, Miles, how are you doing?
Hey, Ms. Kathy. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's a great day at South Paulding High School, man. I am having a good time. I'm loving you guys. Oh, my God. I'm having a good time. So much talent. Man, y'all deep. Man, what? 21 class,
yes,
22 class, 23 class. Y'all five. There, man. What in the world? I said, what is going on? I tell Coach Nash, I said, okay, I'm going to have to readjust, okay, my recruiting schedule because, look, okay, wait a minute. What is going on here? All this talent and one place is virtually impossible. That is just all the way crazy. So welcome to the show once again. We're so glad to have you on. We want to go right into just talking about your talent. You know, first of all, you've been playing football for 4 years because you're a senior at South Paulding High School. So tell the audience a little bit about how you came into, you know, playing the sport of football. I know a lot of football players, they do track and field. They do run track, you know, they play football. So, you know, how long have you been playing football? And tell us a little bit about, you know, the positions that you play for Coach Nash over there at South Paulding High School.
Well, I started playing football. I started off as like a running back and wide receiver. And then I played 1 year for the Beulah Bulldogs, and then I transitioned over to the South Paulding Spartans. And when I came to South, I played running back and wide receiver, corner. And ever since then, I played the same positions throughout. Throughout middle school, I started running track. And then in high school, now I'm very versatile. I play corner, free safety, wide receiver. I can lock up any receiver you put across from me, and that's about it.
So out of those three positions, which one do you prefer? Which one would you prefer out of the others?
Uh-huh. I prefer cornerback because I've played cornerback longer than I played the other positions. I prefer the defensive ball. I enjoy, for some reason, I enjoy
locking up a receiver, allowing them not to get the ball the whole game. That's just something I enjoy.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You sound excited, man. You sound pumped. That's good. Look, what you be thinking about when y'all when you running out the tunnel? What y'all be thinking about when you run out that tunnel, man? What be going through your mind? Tell us
what's
much, going on.
What goes on? I'm pretty much locked in, to be honest. For the job I have to do for the game, I don't say too much. I just like to lead my team by example, and that's about it.
Well, I know you heard me telling Zach about the young man that ran in the opposite direction. When the team, everybody in the team was running one way, he ran in the opposite direction. What's up with that player?
I don't know. I've never done that. I remember my first time, my first varsity game, high school. We walked out of the tunnel, and I looked up towards like the bleachers, and it's like all my. I had like a lot of adrenaline rushing. I got real nervous, but yeah, that was my first varsity experience.
Do you ever get nervous? Do you ever get nervous out there when you have like the pack? So for what is the rival? What is the rival for the Spartans? What is the rival school? Where
our rival school
sold
has
out
been,
every year.
Our rival school has been Alexander for the most years, but I don't really get nervous when it comes to playing football. It's something I've been doing for a long time.
Okay.
Last time I was nervous was like I probably said that first game my sophomore year. But now I'm pretty, like, my senior year, I'm confident, and I know the job I have to do.
That is awesome. So what type of training, how do you stay in shape? How did you stay in shape for the cornerback position?
I've been going to training since my freshman year. I've been training with pass, power, agility, speed, and strength. My trainer's name is Andre Powell. Shout out to Coach Dre. He's been training me since freshman year.
That is awesome. I mean, I'm excited. Oh my gosh. So you know, so how do you? It's just talent, just bursting in the seams. So how do you manage getting good grades and studying the playbook? I know practice. 2-3 hours. If it wasn't for COVID, you'd probably be doing, 2-3 hours a day and then, you know, watching game film. How do you balance your time between, you know, studying and playing ball?
One main thing that most teenagers have a problem with, they like to put their time into other things like playing the game. It's kind of hard. Put the game away, but you just got to be disciplined. And then another thing is procrastinating. I still kind of do have a problem with procrastinating, but you just got to get things done.
You most definitely, you got to get things done. You definitely, you know, stay motivated. And speaking of motivation, what are some of the things that you do to motivate your teammates?
Like I said earlier, I don't really say too much before the game. I like to lead by example. When my teammates make a good play, I get them hyped up. I just talk nice to them.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, because a lot of times they, you know, it takes a little energy, you know, for them to, you know, to get going. You know, so what are some of the things that you do before each game to motivate yourself? You know, you have a little ritual. Do you have something that you do? You know,
yes, ma'am.
Before the games, you have that quiet time. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Before the games, I take time to myself. I listen to my music a little bit. And then right before we go out there, like through the tunnel, I'll do a little prayer, keep myself safe. Keep my teammates safe and keep the other team safe as well, and give my team the want to win. And that's pretty much it. After that, I'm ready to go, run through the tunnel, and kick off.
That is fantastic, man. Oh my gosh, that is so totally cool. So what do you want to major in when you go to college?
I plan on majoring
in
biology.
What are you looking for? Uh huh.
I plan on majoring in biology to become a physical therapist. The reason why I want to become a physical therapist is because I've actually gone through a lot of physical therapy throughout high school, because I got hurt my sophomore year, and all the way through my junior year I had to get surgery. So I've been through physical therapy a lot, and I just enjoy helping people, and that's just what impacted my decision on becoming a physical therapist.
So what have you been I say college shopping. So what goes thought process goes into what you're looking for in a school? What type of things are you looking for at your next in your next venture when you're looking at colleges and universities? What are some of the things? Are you looking to stay close to home? Do you want the big universities, smaller type universities? Tell us a little bit about what goes into some of those choices for the colleges that you might want to spend the next 4 years.
Yes, ma'am. As far as the location, I really don't mind playing away from home. But if I were to get an offer from a school that were in Georgia, I would take advantage of that. The size of the school, that doesn't really matter to me as well, small or big. And then I just want a school to call home for the next 4 years of my life.
That is fantastic. So what is something that you would like a college coach to know about you?
I would say that I'm very versatile. Like I said before, I can play corner, free safety, wide receiver. I can do anything you ask me to do. I have a very good work ethic. I work hard on and off the field, in the classroom. That's about it.
That's a lot. I mean, you're very coachable, and that's one of the things that they are very, very big on. You know, they want, you know, student athletes, they want players who, you know, who are team players, who can study, stay focused, get good grades, and things of that nature. So they're definitely looking for, you know, players that can, you know, add value to the team and you know, can mentor the players and things of that nature. Now, they always ask me this question, these coaches want to ask me this question, number threes, I want you to ask them this question. Why should they give you a scholarship?
I'm very coachable, have a good work ethic. Like I said, I work hard on and off the field. I work hard in the classroom. I'm very coachable. I can play any position you want me to, do anything you want me to, corner, free safety, wide receiver, anything.
That is fantastic. And they are loving that question. They're giving me like these two high fives in here. I can see what's going on the computer. And we're in the studio and they're just smiling. They're just sitting here smiling. So now your huddle is available on your Twitter. I did tell them that it's available there. It is the most recent, I did say. I have your recruiting profile. It has been put together. And actually, it's already been sent out. I've got to get a copy to you as well to make sure that you have it. But I was able to get it out to a lot of the coaches, well, one in particular in the Charlotte, North Carolina, it's the NCAA Division II school there, and a couple of other schools that are also looking as well. But do you do any community service, do anything in the community? I know it's COVID, but under normal circumstances, do you normally do anything?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I serve in my church. I've been serving for the past, like, 3 years, I think. And
okay.
Yeah. It's been kind of hard trying to serve at church because the COVID situation, but that's what that's the thing that takes up my community service hours.
That COVID is the pandemic and has really shortened the season. How many games are you guys playing this year? I know you're playing. You got a game this Friday. So how many games will you play going forward before playoffs?
How many games do I have throughout the rest of the season?
Yes.
I have 3 more games left this season. We play against Paulding County High School this week, and then next week after that we play against East Paulding High School, and then the week after that we play against Alexander High School.
Oh, okay, and then you guys go into the playoffs.
Yes, ma'am, hopefully.
We gotta go ahead and speak it into existence. So after the football season, do you run track at all?
Yes, ma'am. I run track the football season. I run the 100 meter, 200 meter, and then I also do long jump as well.
So you are a candidate for both football scholarships and track and field. So which one would you prefer, football or track and field?
I prefer getting a scholarship for football because I put most of my time and effort into football. And I run track because of football. I run track to get my body in condition for the football season.
Yes. And to get your speed up, too, I'm pretty sure as well. That is fantastic. Yeah. I am so excited. I'm excited to be working with you. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. I wish that, you know, we could have connected. I would have had you definitely signing. You know, early signing is December the 16th for NCAA Division I. And the good thing about what the NCAA has done is extended, you know, the dead period until the end of December. So it gives us a little bit more time to get the recruits out there and get the coaches to be able to, you know, see some of the recruits and things of that nature. So we're excited. We are definitely excited. Well, is there anyone you wanted to shout out before you go? I just, you know, we're almost out of time. I want to keep talking, but my station manager says, oh, Ms. Reeves, you're almost out of time. We've got, you know, so many people that are still listening. I see Zach is still on the line listening.
Yeah.
I see Terrence is here as well. So did you want to give a shout out to anybody before you go?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to shout out my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my coaching staff at South Point High School. I would like to shout out my teammates. I'd like to shout out my my trainers, Coach Dre and Coach Dreek. And that's about it.
Well, that's a family. That's the family,
yes,
man,
ma'am.
I'm telling you. Yes, indeed. So, you know, we're going to definitely for signing day, we're going to have, you know, the signing day ceremonies are going to be taking place live. We're going to be broadcasting live. You know, if it's virtual, we don't know yet. We got to definitely get that information, you know, from Coach Nash as to how the signing day in February will be done. So we'll definitely be, you know, following you. We're going to have you you know, on the show again during signing day, and it's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm excited. Thank
you. Yes, ma'am.
You.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, you're welcome. We're going to be talking soon. Take care now.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Miles Barris in the house, South Paulding High School, Zach Calacagno in the house. South Paulding High School, thank you so much for listening. It has truly been a pleasure. I love doing these shows. I enjoy doing them, putting those recruits out there. It's a great day at TV Sports Recruiting Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, Kathy Reed, signing off on a Wednesday. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the same time, 6:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5:00 Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.